This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to the ANC Youth League provincial chairperson, that is Faith Sbobela. And we're looking at what they are saying, their reaction to the letter that was leaked off the chairperson of the ANC, Stan Matabata, asking the national structure to allow him to step aside. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, my brother, and greetings to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. What is your reaction as the ANC Youth League in the province to the letter by the chairperson to be allowed to step aside?
As the Youth League in the province, we were very shocked to see such a letter that is alleged to be from the provincial chairperson of the ANC, Limpopo, saying that he wants to step aside. It shows also lack of understanding of what the step aside in the constitution of the ANC was put forward, because the step aside is for people who are charged with criminal charges that must appear in court and all that. The provincial chairperson of the ANC is running away from his responsibilities as the chair in the province to maintain the stability of the ANC in the province. What he said in that statement, we totally disagree with it, and we have written about our discomfort with him wanting to leave the office at this critical time whereby the ANC in Limpopo is concluding its regional conferences.
Okay, and I'll come back to the latter, just on the step aside. And so if someone says, I'm no longer able to carry out the task that is expected of me, and for that reason, maybe someone else should, why do you find that to be misguided?
Hence why we said in our statement that he rather resign completely from the position. Because when you step aside, it then means you still have an opportunity to come back and resume your responsibilities. So it's either he resigns, because the one of step aside does not help the situation. In fact, it creates confusion around the province with the members of the ANC. Hence we said in our statement that he must either resign completely and relinquish all his duties and responsibilities as the chair of the province, and it must go as far as resigning in the portfolio that he serves in as the deputy minister, so that other people who are still interested in the work that the ANC is doing can continue with it. And this also supports the call that we are making for a provincial conference of the ANC in the province.
I see these other extensions you make, that he must resign there and there and there as well. As it were, right? He speaks about challenges in the province. The other point I said I'll come back to. And as you said, that you'd expect him to be the one offering leadership at this moment. Is it also an opportunity to reflect or to even ask Kanti just how big are the challenges, and why does he believe he has no contribution to make in these challenges?
Well, it is true, my brother, that with regards to these conferences that he makes reference to, especially the one of Vembe and the recent one of Waterberg, there's been discomforts with some branches of the ANC, of which to some extent others have went to the court to try to dispute these regional conferences from continuing with their conferences. And therefore, we believe that instead of him running away, there's those issues, structural issues that are in the ANC. Instead of him running away, instead of him saying he's stepping aside because he's not confident, this shows that he's also saying he's not confident in the processes that the ANC undertakes, and of which he's very well familiar with those processes of what the ANC does when it goes to conferences. In this regard, we've seen people going to court, we've seen people doing many things.
In every conference, by the way.
In every conference in the province, yes, that's true. So we expect him as a leader of the province to give direction, to assist where necessary, because there's been a lot of confusions around these issues of conferences, especially with the disputes that we've seen going on. But with the recent one, the thing about it is that the conference concluded very peacefully, with all candidates that contested in conference having made peace with what conference has resolved on. And the leadership that they've elected us. We expected that the ANC provincial chair would be in a better position to help guide the ANC. There's been a confusion also before the Waterberg conference can even begin with whether their roadmap is it still valid, because there were revisions and all of those things. So we believe that he should have, instead of trying to relinquish all his responsibilities, but he should have try to provide leadership as the chair that everyone is looking up to. And also, if there's any issues, he must start structurally. This is what he always says to comrades, that if
as young
they're
people,
uncomfortable, they must exhaust internal processes of the ANC before you go to courts and other means.
As young people, you advocate, obviously, for young people to be involved in decision-making and in structures of leadership. A veteran of the organization says, I have no contributions to make anymore. I'd rather be stepping aside. And one of your a number of reactions, one of them is, leave everything else. And I hear you. What do you believe should happen in that position? That how should the ANC proceed with this issue?
Well, the ANC currently finds itself in a very critical situation whereby we are embarking on a process of renewal. It's a hard process whereby there's been foreign tendencies in the organization. There's been people doing as they please with the organization, and all those issues, many issues that members of the public continue to raise regarding the ANC, and members also continue to raise within the structures of the ANC. And these are the issues that we believe, if we confront them as a united force, as people who are visionary, would make a difference. The ANC provincial chair, in this regard, it shows as if he's having an interest personally with these conferences, because he's not raising any default with processes, he's not raising any discomfort, but he's choosing to rather just to stay away and to step aside.
Okay.
Of which it shows to the public that he's no longer even confident in the processes that unfolded with these conferences. We believe there should be a better way to raise issues and to further resolve them, because as we are elected to lead the people, from time to time we expect you to take decisions that are in favor with what the movement stands for.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Thank you very much, and good evening to you too.
That's the provincial chairperson of the ANC Youth League in Limpopo, Faith Sibopela. They're talking to us about that. And as it were, there are different reactions to the decision to move away from it all, to step aside from the politics of the province, the chairmanship in that position. Let me bring in political commentator, Mr. Mbazima Shloa, joins us on the line. Mr. Shloa, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and to your listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. I've seen you also had a contribution on this conversation about Stan Matabata stepping aside. I've seen something you said on X. What is your view? What do you think is happening?
Yes. No, I mean, what I say on X or social media, it's just really more a joking way. But I think more seriously, I think it's a bad move on his part, because he is a chairperson. He's not leaving the ANC. He's a member of the NEC. He could easily have said, I'm a member of the NEC. I've got a lot of other responsibilities that I need to do. Among them is to ensure a smooth running of regional conferences up to the provincial conference as and when it takes place. That therefore, you know, I'll either work until then, or if I'm stepping down, is so that I can be able to do my work from a position of being in the NEC or being a deputy minister. Secondly, I think in raising his issues, if he had spoken about all the conferences that he's not happy with how all of the conferences have gone, that would give him some credibility. And I'm not talking about him saying he's stepping aside. But when you single out one or two conferences that you are not happy about, when in fact there'll be people who will be complaining about all the conferences, whether it's Mopane, whether it's Peter Mokaba,
Sikukune,
you know, you come across as taking a factional position that says, I'm happy with this or that one, I'm not happy with the other one. And in any case, the ANC have already put together a committee led by Notolo Kivik to probe all the allegations that are being raised in all of those provinces. And I think it would have been better if he had waited until then, and or maybe also go to the NEC, raise this issue, and see how the NEC deals with it. So I think it's a cop-out.
And a cop-out, so two things about it. And, of course, it invites speculation. I've seen different reactions, and some would say, is he isolated since the NASREC 2 conference to such an extent that indeed he doesn't believe he's able to make any meaningful contribution within the at least the provincial structure? Or maybe let's start with that one and go to the second one. Is he isolated perhaps since that conference? He doesn't perhaps wield the authority that the ideal chairperson would have?
If he's isolated, he would have brought it upon himself in terms of how he behaved there, notwithstanding the mandate. But no, I don't think he would have been isolated. I'm sorry, because of that, because remember, he was not the only provincial leader of Limpopo that joined that chant of Amabuwe's N1 to N3. There would have been other office bearers, whether they are from the province or from one or two of the regions. And I don't think these people are themselves isolated. In any case, that's par for the course. Because if you decide I am going to not follow the provincial mandate, you must be willing to accept the consequences thereafter. But I don't think there's anything.
Yeah. In the absence of, and not there being an expectation that someone who took the position that he took, and I actually spoke to him about that position he took then the conference, and his answer to me was, with the benefit of hindsight, a lot of things went wrong, but on both sides. That is his take, that there were mistakes committed on both sides and with benefit of hindsight. So is he also communicating that there may easily be, and because he doesn't state in his letter what are these tendencies that he is concerned about, processes and procedures of the examples he give, the Bembe and the Waterberg. So we do not necessarily know what he's really talking about, whether he's talking about what branches were complaining about. But then is he also telling us that within the PEC, he cannot make a contribution? And if that is what he's saying, what does that tell us of that PEC or how these engagements, whether the top five or so on, are going on?
Or it may have to do with him because he's now in Cape Town, maybe not making enough time for meetings of the office bearers and or for the PEC. Because it's not like he says, I've been to the PEC, I've raised these matters, nobody listens to me. And I mean, the PEC includes even these regions from Bembe and Capricorn that he's talking about. Secondly, he's not saying, I have spoken to the Secretary General or the President or the Deputy President, and I'm getting no joy on this matter. And therefore, I think I'm going to step down. But finally, stepping down helps these provinces in what way? Nothing.
And that's the other question. Well, also about these conferences that we see. Now, in all the five regional conferences, someone has gone to court, lost on agency.
Yes.
And that is
indeed
to say there are issues, whether they are related to what Matabata will raise in the future or not, but obviously there are issues. There is an attempt to have to engage members, whether to have an early conference. And there are those that are saying that the regional conferences have been used as build-up to build support for different candidates for the provincial conference. What has been your observation around that?
I mean, it would be surprising if these conferences would not be used as a build-up. Because, I mean, when people go to conferences, they would always say, look, we're looking for a leadership for this region to achieve the following. But sometimes there'll be people from the province who will be saying, we will help you campaign, but provided you will also support my candidature or that of my supporter elsewhere. And it's the same at a national level. It's the nature of democracy. Lobbying is allowed. It is the use of inappropriate methods, money, threats of violence, that may be a problem. And the fact that the courts have been able to say from a process point of view, they don't see anything wrong that makes them stop the conference must mean that at that level, there's not much that could have been done. But it is not surprising. All conferences, it is not this one, previous ones, all the time. Someone is running for someone for the next level and or using it to prepare for the next one.
Yeah, I wonder, I'm sure you've followed these stories, you've read, there's been speculative articles, it's obviously too early. And there was this comment that of course, there are groupings that are aligning. There is a grouping that has the premier as the face. There's a grouping that has the executive mayor of Polokwane as the face. There's a grouping that would want the executive mayor of Mopane district and all of that. And so the other comment was someone like him, unless he still has interest on what happens in the province, someone who's living and perhaps don't have interest in these groups would have a role to play ideally on whether it's uniting, whether it's contributing on the way forward in terms of these groups that are there.
No, even if he had an interest and was supporting one of the groupings, he is the chairperson. He's still expected to be able to chair all of those meetings. He's always expected to bring sense to everybody. He's always expected to say, yes, there must be campaigning, but let's keep it clean. And as he says, even if he thought there were problems in Capricorn and in Bembe, he need to go and lay all of these issues at that Nokolokivit investigation, and they would be able to make a decision based on it, you know, so that at least then he works in that space. So, of course, I mean, he could bring about unity, but I'm saying it would happen even if he was supporting one of the other factions. His position as chair ideally, you know, asks of him to act in a fair and neutral way.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Okay, see you.
Good evening.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.